Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, today's cattle futures made new highs for feeder cattle, which brought in a new round of buy stops and also new selling from hedgers that are just now getting interested in selling the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. But the feeder cattle were up $1.25 in the March at $136.50. The April feeders up $2.12 at $143.40. May's up $2.25 at $148.65 in August. Seemed like August had more attention than just about any of them. Finished up $2.20 at $156.67. The August feeders had been right on that 155 level for maybe a little over a month, but they had tested it several times, and I know we saw a lot of selling, hedgers selling at that level. And it went through it, and then, of course, there were buy stops getting hit. There's trend-following funds buying on that new high. And I know that this being the highest point the August feeders have been, that everybody short the market is now in losing position and likely to create a bunch of margin calls starting off next week. Live cattle up 40 in April, 118.92. June's up 65, 120.32. The June's are about $1.50 or so over the April's, which that doesn't happen very often. I think it was 2008 and 2011 are the last two times, and only two times we've seen that in the last 20 or so years.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Waukamas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Grain futures finished today mixed here. We had the corn anywhere from 3 to 4 lower to 1 higher. May corn was up 1.25 at 5.39¾, and it was about 9 cents off of its low. December corn, a little less fortunate, down 4.25 at 4.79¼. May beans, a half cent lower at 14.13. November, which is the new crop, a quarter lower at 12.43½. As one guy said, you know, it's a Friday. The market showed a lot of strength, closing 20-something cents off of its lows on the May beans. So that's a really good sign going into next week. And then the wheats, Chicago down about 4 cents. Kansas City, July down 1 at 6.09. The big weather system supposed to move through all the way from now through Sunday. Some places calling for a really substantial amount of rainfall, which would likely be beneficial to the future planted corn and soybean crops. Today, cotton market is down 79 at 87.56 in May. The stock market, again, making all-time highs. March, Dow Jones up 234 at 32,713. The S&P is actually a point lower. NASDAQ's a little bit lower. Crude oil today is down about 40 cents a barrel, which puts April crude oil at $65.58.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.